the age of 10, I stretched out on my back in the cool grass of our front yard. I watched the clouds go by, and somehow in my tiny mind, I knew I was here for a purpose, that I was something special. And my journey over the years has taken me, to a dozen exciting cities around the world in search of that purpose. I've also been to less exciting places, such as college classes and graduate school lecture halls and libraries and bookstores and seminars and mastermind groups and all kinds of confabulations over the years. And in my journey, more than once, I sank to the depths of failure. But I've also stood on the stage of success. I've felt both the sting of shame and the glow of glory, all of it. And whether tall or tiny, or whether loved or loathed, or whether wealthy or broke, one thing remained constant. Do you know what that was? It was that divinely imparted awareness infused in my soul by God Almighty at 10 years of age on the front lawn in a tiny town in northeastern Colorado, that I was here for a purpose, that I had a mission to complete, and even if my life had to take some detours, and even from time to time I got myself totally lost, the destination was still the same. My mission remained my mission. Well, back in 1971, I was attending graduate school in Denver. I had a wife and three kids and a full-time job that took me out of town every weekend for a year. It was difficult. I had to carry a full load of classes, and I was on probation because my undergraduate degree was from a small Christian college in Nebraska. I had to maintain a B average or I couldn't continue. One day I got so overwhelmed by what was required of me in what seemed to be an 8-day week crammed in only 3 or 4 days to get things done. My classes, oh my goodness, they were torture to an already cluttered mind. And one day I was just completely overwhelmed, and I dashed out of that library, and I went into a ditch between the library and the highway where nobody could see me. And I cried like a baby. And as I cried, somehow I still knew that deep within my soul that my mission remained my mission. And it didn't matter if I was overwhelmed or confused or off course, or even whether I was on top of things and making good decisions, feeling good and secure about my future. And it still was true that my mission remained my mission. Would you like to know what that mission is? Well, it's this. It's to tell you that you are a special creation of Almighty God. That in reality, you were in the mind of God before you were in the womb of your mother. That's the most astounding truth I think I've ever come across. And that you are here for a purpose, and that your life means something. That you're not the result of a piece of slime that wiggled itself up from some desolate swamp a few billion years ago to become a worm, then a rat, then a monkey, then you. No, that's just not possible. No matter how many millions or billions of years and so-called scientists think it took to make it happen. And I'll bet, if you're like me, when the first time you heard that far-fetched fantasy, you thought, gee, that doesn't sound very likely. Well, you know what? You were right. It is unlikely. It didn't happen. It's just a theory. And it's an unproven theory. Listen to me. You are not evolved from a monkey. You are designed by the great designer of the vast universes of eternity. You are personally designed. You are uniquely gifted, and you were particularly placed at just the right spot at precisely the right time to make your contribution to your world. And now I want to ask you to do something with me. I'm asking you to go with me to that front yard in that little town in northeast Colorado, and lay down with me on the cool grass on a hot summer day, and gaze up into the blue Colorado sky, and with childlike faith, let God speak to you. Let Him whisper in your soul, you are here for a purpose. Your life has meaning. You're something special.